There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The college football playoff rankings will be released this evening. We have a 12-team playoff that you can look forward to this season, but I'm wondering how much the AP poll, like how much will we see the teams that are, you know, in the top 10? Are they going to be in the ranking right off the bat? What happens to a team like Boise State? There's just a lot. There's a lot of questions going into tonight.
I'm
going
to go out on a limb and say that probably will be the worst viewership that that show has ever gotten.
I would agree. I would agree. Because there's some other big results that will be coming out.
I was
going
to say, I think there will be some other news stations being tuned into at that point. But also, Tiff, also because the fact that 12 teams get in, it's like, dude, who even knows at this point?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it was so critical, I think, you know, those first poll results to kind of get an inside look at how the College Football Playoff Committee was looking at the teams and how they were valuing wins. And now you're just like, dude, who, like, you look at the SEC in the standings, and there is so much stuff left to be played out. There is, like, you like Georgia sitting at the top, and then you look past that, and A&M and Texas still have to play. You know, obviously Florida and, like, there's so many things. Tennessee and Georgia, who freaking knows at this point? I don't know.
I don't know if I 100% agree with that about the ratings. I think people will tune in because they're very curious at how it's the first one's going to. This is the first one ever, and it's still going to be early in the night. So if you want to get results about other things, you can go after. But I think.
Well, you got a time. What time is that coming out?
The playoff normally comes to like 7:30, I think, or 8.
Okay.
It's somewhere in that time frame.
Prime time range.
10:04.
I just think the curiosity of how are they going to structure this? How are they going to, you know, rank teams? Like Indiana is an undefeated Big Ten team who is finally starting to get respect and creep in the top 10. Are they going to be inside that initial one? Does Penn State drop out because they lost to Ohio State? I mean, you know, does A&M in it, even though they lost and got just drubbed last week, but they're also, you know, tied for the lead in the SEC. Like, how do you look at these teams? And I think there's a lot of curiosity because you've got so many in there. And do you just ignore teams like Boise State until you can't ignore them, right? Do you keep them out until it's at the next to last poll and you say, well, this team's probably going to be in or this team's going to has a chance. We're going to pop up. Where's Army come in at? I just think there's a lot of unknown. Therefore, curiosity might grab some viewers.
Yeah. I think that obviously there's a lot of drama around the college football playoff and everything. I kind of want to get a sense of where some of these SEC teams do lie. And that's Bama aside. I don't know if Bama's a playoff team. I guess we're going to find out probably this weekend, more than likely. But I think it'll be interesting to me in the end when you get to the final one and you say, where does the team that loses the SEC title game, where do they end up? And do they get a home game? Or do they fall behind another SEC team and get docked for losing the SEC championship? That's going to be another tough pill to swallow for some people.
Well, I think that there's a lot of relative answers, Tiff. I think if you won a head-to-head with that team, then I don't think the SEC championship loss will affect you if you make the playoffs still, which I think like a one-loss Texas or a one-loss Georgia or, you know, one of those, I think, or one loss Tennessee. I think if one of those teams make the SEC championship game and lose, I think they're in the playoff no matter what.
Sure.
And I also think that that team would get a home playoff game over maybe, let's say Texas doesn't make it, Georgia makes it but loses, then I think Georgia gets a home playoff game and has a higher ranking than a one-loss Texas based on the fact that they played an extra game and they won a head-to-head.
Well, I agree with that. But my next question would be, let's look at like the possibility that maybe an LSU or a Texas A&M were to lose the SEC championship game, right? And now they've got a number of losses. Now, like an LSU would have like three losses, and one of those would be to USC, or Texas A&M's would be to Notre Dame, right? And now you have to start factoring that in as well. And you know, does one of those teams fall behind one of the like a Tennessee team that might be in that top eight mix, and Tennessee get a home game? So there's a lot of things left to be played out. I think this is just tonight going to be the first kind of insight into what this, you know, how these wins are all being valued and how these losses are being valued, honestly, because I think that's one of the bigger things as well.
And then you have to think about the at-large bid, right? So I'm looking at this on CBS Sports, and they are talking with Sportsline, so the betting, right? So they consider to have an 89% chance or better to make the college football playoff. That would be these teams, probably Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Miami, and Penn State. And then two more spots will go to a Big 12 and a group of five champions. So that leaves four at-large spots essentially completely up in the air.
Let's talk about Miami real quick, because that's an interesting team to me.
Coming to town.
How's Miami going to be judged in week one? Because undefeated, I think the win over Florida looks a little more impressive now, the way they beat them, and where we saw Florida hang in there with Georgia. They're both rivalry games. One, I think, is a tougher environment because you went into the swamp, although I think Florida's a better team now than they were in that game. But how are they viewed in the very first poll? And I think that could tell you a lot to how Miami might be viewed if they lose a game and then have to play in the NCAA championship game with one loss.
Yeah.
And maybe a one-loss Clemson. Now, let me tell you something. Doesn't South Carolina still play Clemson?
Last time I checked.
That's not a walkthrough game anymore for Clemson. You know, I know that they hit a stride and for a while, and they were beating them pretty handily, and now they've fallen a little bit back to earth, but they're having a good run this year.
Yeah.
South Carolina doesn't look like a pushover right now.
No, they don't. And I think when you look at Miami's remaining schedule, of course, you know, they got three teams whose, you know, GPAs are higher than their yards per carry throughout the rest of the season. So that'll be interesting to see the way that Miami is viewed.
Interesting stat.
Yeah. You like that? That'll be an interesting way to see how that is. And of course they come to play Georgia Tech this weekend. A lot of things still up in the air about Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech's always going to have that puncher's chance, to me, in my opinion, with Brent Key as the head coach. But I'm wondering if Miami doesn't get into a mode in these last three games where they are trying to win a Heisman Trophy as well. So that's going to be another thing to kind of keep our eyes on.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.